Greetings in the name of Yahushua, the Messiah, of whosoever will. This is Mihaya ben Israel, coming to you with a few gathered memoirs concerning Yah's holy feast, his appointed times and festivals. We give glory to Yahushua, to the glory of Yah. Father, in the name of your Son, Yahushua, we thank you for these moments that we are able to speak your word. Speak your truth to the people, Father, those that have ears that can hear what saith the Spirit. We bind every deaf ear, every blind eye, every hard heart in the name of Yahushua, and we command those hardnesses, those blindnesses, those fears, those unlearned mindsets defiled by spirits that are contrary to the word of Yah. We break the yoke over those listeners that desire to hear the truth. For it is the truth that makes men free. For whom the Son of Yah sets free, he's free indeed. We command those contrary and evil spirits to go, go, go in the name of Yahushua. Father, send your divine anointing upon the hearing ears, that they may receive your truth, Father, and be made free and become witnesses to others, taking the same message that is written in the book of life. And we give your name the praise, the honor, and all the glory for it. In the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. My soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, yes, Yah, yes. My soul says yes, Yah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. My soul says yes, yes, Yah, yes. My soul says yes, my soul is me. Yes, yes. My soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, Yah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. My soul says yes, yes, Yah, yes. Join with me, those that have ears to hear and hearts to receive. Our soul says yes. Yes, yes. Our soul says yes, Yah, yes, Yah, yes. Our soul says yes, Yah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Our soul say yes, yes, Yah, yes. Oh, glory to Messiah, Yahushua. Brothers and sisters that are in Mashiach, who are finding their way up Jacob's ladder, all those whosoever will, even elders that have been in the truth for a while, the understanding, we all are learning, we all trying to go up the ladder. Make sure our hearts are pure. Because those that have a pure heart, they will receive the understanding and the knowledge and the wisdom of the government of Yah, and they shall see him in the time appointed. Remember those words, O Israel, and those that would join in. Remember those words in the name of Yahushua. You know, it's not written that in Leviticus chapter 23 that the days mentioned there are the so-called Jews' feast days. fact, it doesn't say they're anybody's days except Yahuwah's feast days. Read it for yourself. Yah told Moshe, tell the people, speak unto them, these are my feast, my Moedim, my festivals, my holy days. Read it for yourself. They are made for Yah's people to gather together in unity and in the worship of Him. And if they will be obedient, they will be blessed by Him. Read about the Shabbat itself in Yeshayahu, Yehazayahu, chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. Remember, Yahushua said the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And who made all of the Sabbaths with an S? Wasn't it not Yahushua that made them? For in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. If you place the covenant of Yah, yea, the Ten Commandments, as if it was a white sheet of linen upon a man, the fourth commandment, the Shabbat, is at the very heart of man. And it is the heart of the covenant. I said the Shabbat of rest and peace and joy and righteousness and your hookup to Yah is in the Shabbat, in the midst of the covenant. You know, one of the reasons or purposes for the sun and the moon, they are for signs and seasons. You know, new moons in Yah's mindset means new month in ours. Month really means new moons, the beginning of a new period of time. Two, in fact, annual feasts start with full moons, the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. Again, I want to remind you that Yahushua related in his speaking that he is the master of the Sabbath. And you might as well put an S on it, because it's the truth. The Sabbath memorial and its keeping, it didn't start just now. It didn't start a few years ago. It started on the seventh day of the beginning. Read Genesis. Genesis means the beginning. The seventh day, that's when it started. Yah rested on that day from all of his labors. Read it for yourself. Seven is Yah's perfect number. You didn't know that? You know it now. Israelites were reminded to renew its keeping while they were in the wilderness of Sinai. Someone has gone around this wicked world and said, oh, we are in captivity and we are not in Yerushalayim, so we can't keep the feast days. Again, the Israelites were in the wilderness of Sinai when Yah said in the covenant given to Moshe, remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. Remember means there must have been a time before that somewhere, and in some time he must have given out to someone the knowledge of his holy, sanctified rest and worship day. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. Now, this was 40 years before they got to the promised land. I said 40 years before they got to the promised land. We have been delivered from the bondage of physical slavery, actual physical captivity to the point that we cannot keep the Sabbath. We can keep the Sabbath.
No one's shackling us. No one's got stones upon us. No one has commanded us to work on Saturday or the Shabbat. We're in a wilderness stage right now, even though we are living among our former captives. We have the wilderness experience and the freedom to be tried and tested to see where our hearts are once that knowledge has been brought back unto us that was taken away. Again, we have been delivered from the bondage of physical slavery, and we are in a sort of wilderness. So should we not start renewing our keeping of these days? You can go to Exodus 34, 18 to 23. Now's the time for us to reveal our hearts to Yah so that at the appointed time, Yah will take us to the promised land. Remember, Yahushua and his disciples, they kept the Shabbats. I'm sure most of us have read the Evangels, known to man as being called the four Gospels. Read it for yourself. Read the book of Acts for yourself. Sometimes I ask people, what book are you reading? If the Israelites were keeping the Shabbats on the wrong days of the week, you know, people are saying, well, we don't know. It's been so long. Somebody says it's on this day, and Fridays and Saturday is really Wednesday and Thursday. Don't fall for that. Again, we need pure hearts. Yah has to have a witness somewhere in this world, and he does. If the Israelites were keeping the Shabbats on the wrong days of the week when Yahushua appeared, he would have corrected them then. Obviously, they were kept correct for some 5,000 years. These Shabbats are signs between Yah. Read it for yourself in the scriptures. And his people, that he has sanctified them. He has set them apart. He's put a mark. He's put a seal upon these. This is my people. They obey my commandments, my Shabbat. They are resting in me. Did not even Yahushua say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I shall give unto your souls rest. Take my yoke upon yourself and learn of me. I will give unto you rest for your soul. Most people don't understand what that means. Hebrews talks about the seventh day. Physical Sabbath is still here. But Yahushua was also talking about a spiritual rest along with the physical rest. Read it. Again, these Sabbaths are signs between Yah and his people that he has sanctified them. He's called them out from among the world. They are his witness that he is their father and they are his children. He is their sovereign, their king, and they are his people. They're also, when we keep referring to they, this witness, it is a witness to the world who Yah's people are. These meeting signs show a bond of love, honor, unity, and respect between Yah and his beloved people. If it's a Shabbat, a feast day, whether it be in the USA, whether it be in the United Kingdom, whether it be in Germany, or whether it be in Jerusalem, it is still a Sabbath feast day in the world, even though no matter where you live, it may be a few hours behind, but it is still the Shabbat day. There are no excuses under the sun for nobody not being able to keep the Shabbat if they really want to keep the Shabbat. Let's put an S on that. Yah's Shabbats, his holy days, his appointed times, his feast, his festivals. You know, we criticize the Jews. That word didn't seem to come into existence until about some 200 years ago. But you know, Yah has a way of getting good out of evil being done. And so I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to say it point blank. We read in Revelations about those that call themselves or appear to be Jews. Actually, that word should be Israelites or Hebrew Israelites. It says they call themselves that. They appear to be that. But in reality, the scriptures and Yah says they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Now look, I didn't make that up. That's what the Holy One of Israel has told every ear and every seeing eye that looks and reads the scriptures. Now, Yah had this person or persons who refer to themselves as Jews who keep the Talmud, who look unto the Talmud for their religious viewpoints. It said Yah had them to keep a witness. At least I'm telling you this. He had them to keep a witness of the appointed times. While we are now in exile, the true Hebrews, the descendants of the true Hebrew Israelites, we're in exile. But they have been chosen by Yah to keep the witness. So that as we begin to turn, since we've been loosed from the shackles of slavery, Yah had told us in his words, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and repent and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. You know, he said land he would heal. Now, why would he heal the land before he healed you so that you could get there? Because there is a spiritual return that has to come forth before the actual physical. You've got to show Yah that your heart is right and that you're ready to leave this wicked, wicked, perverted generation and return to where your forefathers had the goodness, the love, the divine promised land right in the midst of them, and they threw it all away. You've got to show Yah you are ready in your heart first, not just from your head, but from your heart. You are ready to return to worship the true Eloah that your forefathers forsook. And that you are now willing to bond with him in covenant. The new covenant is the same as the old. The only difference is that the old covenant that was written upon tables of stone is now placed in your heart by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yah himself is in you. How could he go in you and leave his covenant out? Wake up, O Israel. Wake up, thou that sleepest. Wake up, you elders that are like dumb dogs that cannot bark. Do you know what a dog's purpose of barking for is? It's to warn the people. Yes, albeit the Jews are of the synagogue of Satan, Yah had them to keep a witness of the appointed times while we're in exile, so that as we return one day to him, we could get back on schedule and get some idea about our forgotten heritage. We could see how successful a people they are, having benefited from carrying his Torah, as they say they do, the writings of the prophets, and keeping his feast days as commanded. Hopefully, we would see this in our beginning to turn. We would feel ashamed, even jealous, and through repentance and obedience would return first spiritually to Yahuwah, beginning to keep his commandments while in the wilderness, and then physically to the land of milk and honey when he hisses for us not before, but when he comes for us again, when he hisses for us. Even if there has been an error, a miscalculation, so what? As far as keeping the feast days, upon returning to Yah with pure hearts, he will wink concerning this ignorance and knows how and when to make the correction. Yah looks at the pure heart, Acts 17, verse 30. Albeit there may be badness with the Jews trying to steal our birthright, Yah knows how to get out of it by their witness of keeping the holy days and their wearing of the tzitzit, which is also a perpetual statute throughout the generation of Israel. It all works good to those who love Yah and do his commandments. Yah knows how to get good because of their witness of keeping the holy days, even though the intention was to take something from a people that are not forgotten by Yahuwah. Again, it all works good to those that love Yah and do his commandments. We can't just say we love Yah, but we gotta do his commandments. I personally want to tell you that Mihaiah ben Israel did not embark on what I now know concerning the keeping of the holy days, even after reading it in the Word of Life. It wasn't until I saw a Jew, someone else, worshiping on Shabbat, yea Saturday, yea Sabbath, and wearing a tzitzit. At that time, I knew that a change had to come forth in my life, and I thank Yah for it. And I thank Yah for the Jew, because had not he been there to show forth this witness, I may not have been a first one, at least at that time, to come forth and do Yah's will. My brothers and sisters, we must keep the feast. 1 Corinthians 5 and 8. Shaul said it himself. If we don't keep them, what are we repenting for? These are times that Yah tells us to come together. He didn't say Christmas, he didn't say Easter, he didn't say Valentine's Day. He didn't say make an idol like the golden calf and say as a heron or an elder, this is a feast unto Yah. Don't do that. You saw what happened when those words were said. That golden calf was burnt up and people were punished. Yah has already delivered unto man his appointed times. And if you belong to him and you realize that he is master of not only the earth and the universe, you will worship on the days that he told you to. You will meet and gather on those days. Those days will be holy. You will worship the true master of life. If you start doing it on another day other than those days and say, I'm not going to do it on those days, then you're worshiping another God. Yes, we all are to be holy 7 days a week. And we can worship every single day of the week. But we'd better make sure, or at least we ought to have it in our hearts, to do everything we can do to worship on Yah's holy days, his appointed time, his festivals, yeah, his feast days. We must not be hypocrites, running off at the mouth, always think we know everything, yet not doing Yah's will out of a pure heart. I'm going to say it again. Remember, the law is no longer on tables of stone. But if you are born again, as the scriptures relate, you will know by the evidence of Yah's word and his spirit, that his covenant has been placed into your heart. by circumcision of your heart and your flesh. What do I mean by that? Water and the Spirit baptism. You can read it in the book of Colossians. When Yah's ghost, yea, his Spirit, went into us, those who are born again according to the scriptures, not according to the kirkas, the churches, man's doctrines, his traditions, his philosophies. But when Yah's ghost went into us according to the book of Acts, yea, Acts 2:38, Acts 2, verse 1 to 4, Matthihiah chapter 3, verse 11. Exchequer, or rather Ezekiel 36, chapter, verses 24 to 27. Romans 2, 28 to 29. When Yah came into us by his Spirit, he brought in the covenant of the Ten Commandments with him. What covenant? Exodus 34, 27 to 28. My brothers and sisters, we are to keep all of Yah's feast days at their appointed times. And if most possible, you do not labor or attend your job on these days. Somebody might say, oh, but I have to work. I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to do this. Come on, let's pray about it, number one, first. Took me 3.5 years to show Yah. Had a nice job, and for 3.5 years, I switched shifts. I did whatever I had to do. I even paid other people to switch with me. And after that, Yah created a position at another job. I even made less money. But for some reason, and I can't figure it out today, I had more money in my pocket having made less money than I did on the other job. Isn't that something to think about? Yah comes first and his righteousness. Then all these other things that the Gentiles seek after, they shall follow you. Don't do it the counterfeit way. Do it Yah's way. The weekly Shabbat is a holy worship and rest day, as well as the annual Shabbats containing 7 holy worship and rest days. And when you come to these feasts, come not empty-handed, meaning without an offering. Bring an offering, such as money, a new song in your heart, to be distributed among the hearts of the people, the hearing ears there. Bring a new psalm. Bring a prophecy, a tongue, an interpretation. Bring a testimony for witness. You know, in the scriptures, there's actually 3 tithes. One for Yah. We would say now for the elders of the Assemblica and where we meet. One for set aside for feast day expenses so that we have no excuses that we don't have enough money to go to worship with others on Yah's feast day. You know, it only takes 2 or 3 gathered together now. You don't have to get on a plane to go to Jerusalem. If you wish to go there, there's nothing wrong with that. But the tabernacle of Yahuwah is inside of his people. Know ye not that ye are become the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Spirit of Yah is within you? Most folk say that, but they don't understand it. You know why? Because they have not been born of the Spirit according to the scriptures. The evidence that Yah is inside and has taken up residence in you, the evidence, the first initial sign by the scriptures, I didn't say by the kirkas, is the speaking with a new tongue. Yahushua said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, one of them, they shall speak with a new tongue. The scripture says, how are you going to put forth new wine in old bottles? With a new spirit that Yah gives you, you become a new creature, a new creation. He gives you a new tongue. That's another whole topic for discussion. We do not need to be in Jerusalem to keep the feast, as you all know or should know, that Yahushua, our Passover, has sacrificed once and for all for us. And we have now become the temples of the Holy Ghost, where Yah has placed his name. Remember when you kept the feast in the days of old, you had to go where Yah placed his name. There's no temple over there. His name is in his people. It's in the seat of their thinking. Read about the Philadelphia Assemblica in Revelation. Read. Is his name in your forehead? Is his son's new name, Yahuwah Tzidkenu, is it in your... Oh, hallelujah. Yahuwah Yeshua Tzidkenu, is it in your forehead? Is it in the seat of your thinking? Meaning Yahuwah, our Savior, our righteousness. Is the name of the city that's coming down from heaven? Do you know what the name of it is? The New Jerusalem. Don't you know in the beginning of the writings, long time ago, Yahuwah ends near one of the end of his prophet's messages. He looked down and saw his people, several of them just merely thinking on his name. Do you know his name, his true name? Do you know his son's true name? Most people didn't. Most people don't know now. That's why it's in there. And look where, find out where it's written. Why would he say that so long ago if it was so easy for people to know his name? Must have been a slip up with the people somewhere. I know his true name. Do you? Yahuwah, Yahushua, his dear son. New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Yahushua said, do this in remembrance of me. Do you know what that means? He's talking about his sacrifice. The death angel went over the houses of the children of Israel, over the houses in Egypt, and he saw the blood upon the doorpost. Well, the blood is supposed to be upon the doorpost and the lintels of our hearts. Oh, that was a shadow of what was to come. Yahushua was sacrificed. That's why there's no more slaying of goats and bullocks and other animals. Yahushua has atoned by his blood sacrifice. He's atoned for our sins. He has become our Passover lamb. Read it in the book, elders. I'm sure our watchmen are doing it. Preach and teach about how the early Israelites kept the feast of Passover. The people at that time had to have a heart and flesh circumcision even to approach or partake of the Passover. And it's still that way on this side of the torture stake. Teach how it is now to be kept as Yahushua has shown us. But I don't know. Oh, yes, you do. It's written. Take the emblems, the unleavened bread, some call it matzah, and the wine once a year at Passover. Not every fifth Sunday according to the traditions of era. The unleavened bread represents Yahushua's body, and the wine represents his blood sacrifice. Remember, Yahushua said, if any man eat of my body, if any man drinketh of my blood, he shall have eternal life. Wake up, people. Thou who art in slumber, thou who art dead in the spirit, even though you're alive in the flesh, wake thou up. Unless the people are born again, means circumcised in heart and flesh, by water and the Spirit baptism on this side of the torture stake, they cannot still eat and drink of the body of the blood of Yahushua unless they eat and drink unto their death. You must be born again. You must be baptized after repentance in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of your sin, and then you will receive the gift of Yah himself. Synonym, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth. People on this side of the torture stake have not been taught the truth concerning this. That's why many people eat and drink and they become sickly oft times. They're eating and drinking to their death. There must be a heart. We're not talking about somebody who's just crying out and say, I'm spiritual. It must be a heart and flesh circumcision. Your heart is shown of your confession unto Yahushua and the belief that he is Yah manifested in the flesh. When you get buried with him in water baptism, it represents a grave, burying your flesh. Coming up, resurrecting as a new person, a new creation, a new creature. And at that time, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes in, you will speak with a new tongue. You'll speak in other tongues. That's the initial evidence. Stop knocking it. Stop kicking against the pricks, as they did in the book of Acts, until they finally said, what must we do? When Kepha recited the book of Joel, and in the last days, saith Yah, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Young men shall see visions, old men shall dream dreams, and on my handmaiden and on my servants I shall pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Read Corinthians about the unknown tongue. Read in Corinthians about speaking in other tongues, these known languages. Get proper teaching. Pray where you're to go to learn. Stop listening to the false prophets. At this feast of Pesach, when we take the emblems, we should also wash one another's feet as Yahushua gave example. This represents love and humility. And we all should, just before Pesach, pack up all leavening agents and foodstuffs and remove them from the house. All the family should get together, the parents, the children. Someone might say, well, this is not fun throwing something called sin out of the house. But you're doing it together in unity, doing what Yah told you. He said he'd take the simple things of the world to confound the wise. Do what he told you to do. Yes, it should be done with all family members who love Yahushua. And as each is doing it, given this side of the torture stake, they should spiritually, along with their physically doing it, they should spiritually bind all impurities and defilements. And I'll put in parentheses, spiritual leavening, from themselves, and keep the Passover unleavened bread, as Shaul has said, with all sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians 5:8. Yeshua 24, verse 14. Remember the feast of Pesach or unleavened bread, the first day of the feast of the high day, Shabbat, and the last day is, of course, a Shabbat. The feast of Pentecost, the feast of weeks, represents the giving of the law at Mount Sinai and the renewed covenant, having it now placed, yea, written in the hearts of Yah's people by their new birth, as shown, exampled in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Don't scratch that out. Acts 1, verse 8, John chapter 1, verse 12, King James Version. You know, as there were men of color who Yah had begun to preach about the so-called Negro's true identity after emancipation, so was there a black man on Azusa Street in California, I believe it was California, that Yah had to preach about the Pentecostal new birth experience. Pentecostal means baptism of the Holy Ghost. The same thing that happened to the 120 on the day of Pentecost. It means the new tongue witness that Yah has taken up residence in you. You've got the new birth according to the scriptures. Stop fighting the truth. It takes both Torah slash law and testimony. Go to Isaiah 8, chapter 8, verse 20. It tells you that. Law and testimony. If they speak not according to both, there's no light in the person that's doing the speaking. Something's wrong. Yea, commandment keeping and the faith of Yahushua. You've got to have both. Read Revelation 14:12. You have to have both in order to be called a saint. That's the definition of a saint. Those that keep the commandment, the covenant of Yah, and have the faith of Yahushua, meaning the born again spirit of life. Teach how everyone, starting from Jerusalem to the Ethiopian eunuch to the Gentile, was baptized, being received into the body of Messiah, having taken upon themselves the new birth. The eunuch had just left keeping the feast when Philip appeared, preaching Yahushua, yea, the new birth, to him. This day of Pentecost, this feast, is the Sabbath day. The feast of the blowing of the trumpets. They call it Rosh Hashanah. Elders, I know the watchmen are, teach the people that the trumpet, yea, actually known as a shofar, is to be blown to gather all of Yah's people together for to begin to worship. Anytime they come together, that shofar should be blown. Not just on the holy set-apart feast days, but also in the new moon. Oh, you know, we don't have to keep no new moons. That's too much time. I can't. Look, you better study. Look in your concordance about the new moon. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon. We're supposed to be keeping the new moon. The sign of the crescent means a new month appears. Yah's people should gather. You don't need a 2,000 people. You don't need some church made out of glass. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. Look up the scriptures again, I say, in your concordance concerning trumpet, shofar. Elders, teach the people about the seven trumpets of Revelation. Most people don't want to hear no doom and gloom. But the scriptures relate that a true man of Yah, he not only instructs concerning the wisdom of Yah and his government, but he also warns the people of the judgment to come. Again, I say, teach the people about the seven trumpets of Revelation, last warnings for the people to repent and get themselves ready for the sound, the blowing of the seventh, or the last trump. Read it for yourself, 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. This feast day is a Shabbat day also. What they call Yom Kippur, a fast day, Day of Atonement. It takes recognition of Yahushua's blood sacrifice for the atonement of your soul. Why would anybody want to substitute or not keep that day? He has given of his blood, his life, so that your sins could be forgiven before the Great Spirit. For the scriptures relate, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It is also a time of humility and repentance. albeit saints, meaning born again commandment keepers. Did you hear what I said? Saints are born again commandment keepers. Not somebody that wastes 20 and 30 years being dead in the casket, not even born again, being exalted by some group of people who are sitting on a high bench who are not even born again themselves. False prophets. Albeit saints, born again commandment keepers, are not supposed to sin. 1 John 3:9, read it for yourself. There are preachers and teachers out here. As long as you're in the flesh, you're going to have frailties and you're going to sin. They bet. What book are they reading from? From the tradition of men's minds. False prophets. Study to show yourself approved, brothers and sisters, workmen that need of not to be ashamed, rightly able to divide the word of truth. We're not supposed to sin. But if we have sinned, the scripture says we have an advocate. Well, they can use this particular time, this particular feast day, to come before Yah with repentant hearts and remembrance of Yahushua's Pesach sacrifice for the forgiveness of their sins, 1 John 2:1. Of course, any saint who has been in a backslidden condition and wishes to return to holy status may use this set aside time to formally do so. Any person, this feast represents a last time repentance before the great harvest. Yes, the Feast of Tabernacles. Whether it represents a harvest of the great multitude who have come through great tribulation, Revelations chapter 7, verse 9 to 17, or whether it's those remaining alive on the earth and entering the millennium for the final world ingathering at the close of the 1,000-year millennium. A sinner in the millennium will be allowed 100 years to live. Read it for yourself. If a person does not sin during the millennium period, he will live 1,000 years, that one day in Yah's time that Adam failed to meet. Read 2 Peter 3:8. And enter into eternal life on the 8th day or time no longer. If you study to show yourself approved, you'll see that once Adam and Eve sinned, none of them, not even them or any after them, lived to be 1,000 years. The scripture says 1,000 of our years is one day in Yah's time. Study to show yourself approved. No man has lived on this earth since that time for 1,000 years. So the millennium represents a time as if Yah is doing it over and it's going to be perfect. It's like another Adam's time. It even relates that a child, yea, an infant of days, will live 100 days. In other words, there will not be any crib deaths during the millennium. This Yom Kippur, a fast day, or Day of Atonement, it is also a Sabbath day. Elders, yes, teach about the atonement of sins by the animal sacrifices that were done before Golgotha, but conclude with the once and for all atonement by Yahushua, our Passover lamb. I said it again, our Passover lamb. You don't have to go out cooking lamb and cutting them and taking the entrails out. You don't have to do all of that. We eat of those emblems. That's representative of the sacrifice that Yahushua made. Yes, elders teach concerning the atonement, the blood sacrifices, they were a shadow of things to come. And the renewed covenant
in essence, where Yahushua placed the covenant in our hearts. Teach from the book of Hebrews about those atonement blood sacrifices of animals, but then bring it up date. Again, I say, the renewed covenant. The renewed covenant, the covenant that was on two tables of stone, is now in our hearts because of Yahushua's blood sacrifice. You see, he couldn't walk into us as a man, but he went away, as the scripture says, to be up there with the Father, sitting in the midst of the Father. And he said, I'm going to send the Comforter to you. That's how he can walk into us. After we hear his word, a fetus, yea, a well of water is born in us, springing up into everlasting life. And as we continue to hear that word coming into the hearing ear, it's like an umbilical cord where the word travels down to this fetus. And at the time appointed, as the scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit that should be given unto them that believe. This is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When a baby is born physically, when is he born? While he's in the mother's womb? Or when he comes out? This is why the doctor squeezes flesh, to get him to open up his mouth that he can breathe in the breath of life. Yah will blow it into him, just like he blew into Adam the breath of life. Just like a baby speaks what the many of the Kirkas say is gibberish, meaning because you can't understand it. So we cry out, Abba, Father. We have a new tongue. Oh, hallelujah. We praise your Father, and we kiss the Son, lest he be angry with us. Oh, glory. And the last feast, the Feast of Sukkot, or Tabernacles, the first day of that great feast is a Shabbat. And the eighth day, the last day, is a Shabbat. Again, whether pertaining to the end gathering of the great multitude, yea, all nations before the start of the millennium, or the end gathering of saints who lived as yarlings for 1,000 years during the millennium, this feast represents a last great harvest, a last great harvest of souls for eternal life. Yahushua is stressing and calling during this time frame, calling Israel and those that will join them to get born again according to the scriptures. A state in which you become Yah-like, a new creature, a new creation. You get a new spirit. You may not look in the mirror and see it, but it's a new spirit inside of you. And you are to study to show yourself approved after being born again, so that your soul can catch up with the height of your spirit, so that you may put your flesh under subjection to the word of Yah, which Adam and Eve did not do. You become supernatural person. You were a natural person born of the seed of your dad, your earthly dad, and your mother's egg. But this time you're born from above. The word of Yah was the seed, the scripture says, that was planted in you by your hearing the preacher of truth. And you had a fetus within you. And then the breath of life at the time that you were so filled with the word of Yah, the breath of life came to your fetus by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you became super
above that which is natural because you were born from above. You become a walking Torah and testimony, like unto little Yahushua's, yea, sons of Yah, like unto Adam before the fall, and even more. Read Hebrews 2, 5 to 13. Saint Yochanan, or John 4, 13. Also verse 21, 23, 24. Also Saint Yochanan, chapter 7, verse 37. All leading up to the new birth. Read verse 38 and verse 39 of chapter 7. It speaks concerning the new birth. And Yahushua concludes, St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. We know how to get born again. Repent, be baptized into the name of Yahushua, HaMashiach, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Read Acts 11, verse 16, concluding with Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Some of this is repetitive, these places in the scriptures to go back to. Because most of us read too fast. And then we only read what we want to read and hear. Teach a little about the temple of Moshe during this feast. The temple, how Moshe was instructed to build it while in the wilderness. And Salomo's temple means Solomon's temple, and all the beauty and the glory and the exactness of structure they had to have to be pleasing unto Yahuwah. Tell about, dear elders, tell about their physical holy of holies, their inner court and their outer court. Don't you know we have all three? Then tell them about our spiritual new temples that are not made with hands. We have a holy of holy, synonymous with the term most holy place, which is our spirit, wherein Yah sits upon the mercy seat above the Ark of the Covenant. Yea, which houses the testimony also, and he reigns via the Holy Ghost. You've become the Ark of his covenant. We have an inner court or a holy place, which is our soul, which is who we are, which separates Mihaya from Yahya and Adoniah. We have a soul wherein are the holy vessels for worship, our emotions, the golden altar of the faith, whereupon abides our sweet incense of praises. Randalabashanda. We speak to Yah how we feel. We offer up spiritual sacrifices. Randalabashandalabaguskantiriandos. As we lift our hands, giving the praises, you feel the warmth, the electricity, the horns flowing from our fingertips. I would that all men would lift up holy hands. Didn't you read that? As they're praying and worshiping Yahuwah. We have the golden candlestick, the lampstands, seven lamps in the midst of our soul representing the seven spirits of Yahushua. Read about them, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 2. Even Yahushua had to have those seven spirits. We have the showbread representing the bread of life that cometh forth down from heaven. See St. Yochanan, chapter 6, verse 32 to 35. And of course, the table whereupon we sup with Yahushua. See Revelations 3:20. We also have an outer court, our body, our covering, which is to be robed with all the holy, priestly, kingly garments. Yea, the white robe of righteousness, its jeweled breastplate, the five crowns that saints can be rewarded with. Do you know what the five crowns are? Recite them. Do you know the tzitzit that we wear four corners of our garments, and conclusively the whole arm of Yah. Read about it in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Anointed preachers, pastors after Yah's own heart, of course, you watchmen. Tell them about how Israelites are the steel-built sukkahs. I'm talking about physical sukkahs. Don't try to run away from it. Look around town. Doesn't cost you that much. You can build them in your backyard. Two or three neighbors get together and put them in one yard. It's a witness. Yes, it is a witness to the world, thus reminding them of how Yah means reminding us and showing to the world how Yah physically delivered us out of the house of the Egyptian, and I say first bondage. Tell them how this is a perpetual statute. I said, Yah said, a perpetual statute for Israel. Then tell them how he now, on this side of Golgotha, delivers us spiritually. It takes both, remember. Keeping of the commandments, physically, and the spiritual new birth. So we still build the sukkah physically, and we spiritually have the new birth. He delivers us by being born again from our present second Egypt, or the bondage of sin and the slavery thereunto. Tell them how we are to become spiritual temples. Temples not made with hands. Tell them how we are to become synonymously spiritual tabernacles, spiritual sukkahs. Yea, we become the house of Yah. Again, know ye not that ye are the tabernacle, the temple of Yah, and that the spirit of Yah abides in you. And any man that defiles this temple, him shall Yah destroy. Tell them about the gold and silver and precious stone. Simply means Yahli viscera in us. Yahli vessels with inside of us. Means character traits. We're to be like Yah. Full of mercy, full of love, full of forgiveness, full of grace, full of long suffering. We are to no longer have wood, stubble, and hay. You know, wood, stubble, and hay burns. I don't want my works to burn up, and I know you don't either. Get rid of all these unyahly defilements, that wood, stubble, and hay. Because your temples, your bodies, via the new birth, having become the Ark of the Covenant, you have become a habitation for the Spirit of Yahuwah. Read 1 Corinthians 3:16. These houses, these temples that we are talking about, both of them, the physical sukkah and the spiritual one, are to be built. Just as we keep still the physical Sabbath day rest. Read Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 11. And we also have entered into Yahushua's spiritual rest. Read Isaiah, where it was prophesied, Isaiah 28, verses 10 to 14. Read Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Read Acts 3, verse 19 to 20. Read Romans, chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. Read Galatians, chapter 4, verse 6. Mark, chapter 16, 15 to 17. I'm going to say it one more time. Build those spiritual, those physical sukkahs. Those physical little tabernacles that you see the Jews build. You can do it at your assembly hall. If you can't, if you don't have a yard big enough for it. but go and participate to show the world who thou art and that you are obedient to the commandments, the perpetual statutes of Yah. And make sure that you have entered his spiritual rest also by the new birth according to the scriptures. My friends, brothers and sisters, these are just some of the suggestions that the master, the great sculptor of life, has shown to me as to how to keep the feast at this time. Most of this information I got through just plain reading. As Yahu Shaul told Timothy, give time to reading. Study to show yourself approved. Some came through revelation, some through traveling around to messianic assemblies in the past. And as you begin to do Yah's will, elders, and others, many revelations by which to teach and preach will come to you from Yah as you begin to keep the feast and appointed times as commanded, because you are or have a desire to be a true Israelite. If you think I'm kidding about the blessings that you will receive, try it yourself. Turn to Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 58, verses 13 and 14. You do what Yah tells you. He will cause you to walk upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. You know, all this revolves around a pure heart, a pure truth focus. Read Malachi, verse 5 to 8. We don't have to be, as some say, in Jerusalem to keep the feast, as some say. There's no temple there. There's no more animal sacrifices. We must keep the feast where he places his name. Isn't his name written in our foreheads, in the seat of our thinking? And his name and his law is in my heart. What about yours? By way of the commanded new birth, he went into me. He wouldn't come into me and leave his commandments out. Read St. Yochanan, or John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. It's a new birth. Read it over and over. Then read Acts 2:38, until you get it. Given that status, we must try to do every word that proceeds out of Yah's word, out of his mouth, as it is revealed to our spiritual growth. That's the only way you're going to climb Jacob's ladder. We must all, brothers and sisters, strive to ascend in the unity of the faith. Let us pray together and fast together and believe that we shall reach the goal that Yah has intended. Because you got to remember this, Yahushua is not going to return for his people until all things must first be restored. Yea, the original faith that was once given to the saints. In concluding, I just want to say real quickly to those people who say we got to wait till Yahushua returns before we can keep the Passover and the feast and all this kind of stuff, and we don't know which days that are truly this and that. They're all, let me tell you, they're all excuses. I pray it's ignorance. Because if it's ignorance, Yah will wink at it. But once the knowledge of truth has come and you don't repent and you keep walking, you are a fake. If you continue walking with the knowledge that Yah has brought to you and yet you stay in a seat of rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity. Did not Yah speak of his people? They are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. We've got to stop being like our forefathers was. We've been out in slavery. We've been punished. It's time to return not partially to the truth, but all of it. I want him to hurry up and get back here. And I won't stretch this out no longer. We keep walking in sin and rebellion, stubbornness, and witchcraft. We may be dead way before the time that he comes. This is the generations that he's coming in. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of 144,000. That's another topic to be discussed. But let me leave you with this to those doubters. You know, in Exodus chapter 12, you know, the Israelites hadn't even left under Pharaoh's dominion, and yet the Passover was to be kept. You didn't hear me. Before the children of Israel left the bondage of slavery, they kept the Passover. Read Exodus chapter 12. You notice when they kept the Passover, even during that captivity, it loosed them from the devil. Pharaoh, let those people go. Are you hearing me, my people? Are you hearing me, my brothers and sisters? Are you hearing the voice of Yahuwah speaking through one of his children out of love? Go to Exodus chapter 16, verse 22 to 29. Moses spoke in preparation for the Shabbat, which was given to the people. Remember, Yahushua repeated this. It's in the renewed scriptures or covenant. Man wasn't made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat was made for man. Here it says, the Sabbath was given to the people. They were in the wilderness of Sinai when the Ten Commandments was given. They weren't in Jerusalem. And what did he tell them? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Chapter 23, they were still in the wilderness. He talks about keeping the feast days. Read it for yourself. Verse 20. Read it. Read Exodus chapter 34. You know, if we return to doing these things while we have the ability to do it in this still wilderness, I'm not talking about Petra. I'm talking about right here. All you got to do is exercise your will. All you got to do is pray if you're not in a position concerning your job to keep them. You can keep some of them. Took me 3.5 years, but I showed Yah, and he opened the way. You know, Exodus chapter 34, if you read it, is really relating to my heart. You do what he tells you to do, he will soon start. I'm going to repeat this. He will soon start driving out the nations from Israel that should not be there. What for? So that we may enter the promised land upon the mountains of Israel when the time is appointed. Read Exodus chapter 34. Please, my people. Israel, wake thou up. Watchmen, elders, wake thou up. Lift up your voice like unto a trumpet and show Israel, Yah's people, their sins and Jacob his transgressions. Righteous Father, in the name of your son, Yahushua, as your watchman, one of them, and a small one at that, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your truth with other brothers and sisters around the world that are beginning to wake up. They at least are bringing their ears to hear what the true preachers have to say
from your heart. The word is already written, but how can they hear unless a preacher says? And I pray in the name of Yahushua that if any out there that is listening to the voice of Yahuwah, to one of his servants, repent and begin asking Yah to make a way for you to begin keeping his holy days, his appointed times, his feast days, his festivals, his new moon. Man's traditional feast days and unholy days and what he calls holy days, they shouldn't be apart. That's why he called Israel out to be separate. Come out from among them. You notice he said come out first, and then he will be your father and he will be your sovereign. Father, let this people hear the truth and be convicted. This is nothing but carrying forth a commandment which you told all of us to do, to speak to our neighbors the truth in love. Mihiah ben Israel didn't write anything here. All Mihiah ben Israel is doing is talking to my brothers, admonishing my brothers and sisters to return to the faith totally, if and where possible, as much as you can, that Yahushua might be glorified to the glory of Yah. And that not only you be saved, but others will hear and see your witness for the Master of Life, all to the glory of the Great Spirit, whose name is Yahuwah. Hallowed be his name. Thank you, Father, in the name of your Son, Yahushua. Hallelujah.